I'm Ryan Conroe, and I'm a theater artist and a performance artist, and this show is called This Hour Forward. It's opening at the Jack Gallery for First Friday, and it's an installation with photos, video, sound, and live performance. And the content of the show is touching on questions of marriage and commitment and family and identity. I'm excited to be pushing my artistic practice. I'm totally in love with Juno this week. This show is about marriage, and this morning I was driving here like, I just want to marry Juno. It's it's such a supportive environment to be working in this way, you know, to be testing new waters, and I feel like the Jack has trusted me with this space, and that's huge. And then to pull off something with all these different technical elements happening, it's definitely not a solo show. There's so many hands involved, and I depend on them, and it's been really fun. We're having a great time. I'd ask the sort of ideal gallery visitor on Friday to just enter the gallery as you would any other space at Gallery Walk. It's a come and go sort of environment. So it includes static images and looping videos, but it also includes live performance. But that's a non-narrative structure, so it's something that you can pop in on and visit. My hope is that people will spend some time in here and really allow the different elements to, you know, hopefully speak to them. There's also a soundscape that includes some text, some spoken word, and so that is something that does take time to catch some of, if that makes sense. The title, This Hour Forward, came from a moment in my brother's marriage ceremony last summer, something that the priest said. And then I thought for a while about changing it to This Moment Forward, and really thinking about what that amount of time named was, I decided to stick with Hour partly because I like the sort of suggestion that I'm inviting you to come stay for an hour rather than a moment. Something to show you the way. Tired of lying in the sunshine, staying home to watch the rain. For me, the biggest challenge and the most exciting part has been bringing my background in theater work into a non-theatrical space that's not experienced in the same way. And so I am dealing with something that has a narrative to it, but it's not a narrative experience the way that a director or a playwright has control over time in the theater. I don't have control over people's time in here. And that's really fun, and it's making my head explode sometimes. And then the other thing is that I've been really enjoying making original work, you know, making stuff that just is coming out of a personal starting place and then following kind of ideas and experiments and sort of seeing where they take me.